Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past 3 days, we've explored different property types and rental strategies. Single family versus multifamily, small multifamily properties, and short-term versus long-term rentals. Today, we're examining another rental strategy that some investors use for generating stable cash flow, Section 8 and affordable housing. Section 8, officially known as the Housing Choice Voucher Program, is a federal rental assistance program that helps low-income families, elderly individuals, and people with disabilities afford housing in the private rental market. For real estate investors, Section 8 tenants can provide government-backed payment for the voucher-funded portion of the rent with some unique advantages and considerations. Understanding how Section 8 works, the potential benefits and challenges, and whether this strategy aligns with your investment goals is important for making informed decisions about your rental property business. Today, I'm going to explain what Section 8 is and how it works, the potential advantages of accepting Section 8 tenants, the challenges and considerations you need to understand, how Section 8 rent determination works, property requirements and inspection standards, the application and approval process, tenant screening and management considerations, and how to decide if Section 8 is right for your investment strategy. By the end of this episode, you'll have a comprehensive understanding of Section 8 investing and how to evaluate whether this strategy fits your portfolio. Let's start with what Section 8 is and how it works. Section 8, or the Housing Choice Voucher Program, is a federal program administered by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, known as HUD. The program provides rental assistance to eligible low-income families, allowing them to afford housing in the private rental market. Here's how it works. Eligible tenants receive a voucher from their local public housing authority, or PHA, that covers a portion of their rent. In many cases, the tenant contributes approximately 30% of their adjusted income toward rent, although calculations can vary based on HUD rules and household circumstances. The voucher covers the remaining amount up to a payment standard set by the PHA. The PHA pays the landlord directly for the voucher portion of the rent each month. The tenant is responsible for paying their portion of the rent to the landlord. For example, if the total rent is $1,200 per month, and the tenant's portion is $360 based on their income, the PHA would pay the landlord $840 per month, and the tenant would pay $360. The voucher stays with the tenant, not the property. If the tenant moves, they take their voucher with them. Landlords are not required to accept Section 8 vouchers in most states, though some states and localities have laws prohibiting discrimination based on source of income. Section 8 is one of several affordable housing programs, but it's the most common program that individual investors encounter. Now let's talk about the potential advantages of accepting Section 8 tenants. Advantage 1. Government-backed payment for a portion of rent. The housing assistance payment is generally considered a reliable source of rental income when the HAP contract remains in effect and program requirements are met. This provides stable income for the voucher portion of the rent. The government payment is typically made on time each month via direct deposit. This can reduce income volatility compared to tenants paying 100% of rent from their own income. However, tenants are still responsible for their portion of the rent, and collection issues can occur with the tenant-paid portion. Advantage 2. Reduced vacancy in some markets. In markets with strong Section 8 demand and limited participating landlords, accepting Section 8 can help reduce vacancy periods. Section 8 tenants often have difficulty finding landlords willing to accept vouchers, so properties that accept Section 8 may attract more applicants. This can be particularly valuable in markets or neighborhoods where traditional tenant demand is limited. Advantage 3. Longer tenant retention in some cases. Some landlords report longer average tenancy among voucher holders, although retention varies by tenant and market. This is partly because moving requires finding another landlord willing to accept Section 8 and going through the inspection and approval process again. Longer tenancy can reduce turnover costs and vacancy periods. Advantage 4. Payment standards designed to reflect local markets. Payment standards are designed to reflect local rental markets, but approved rents vary by jurisdiction and individual property. This means you may be able to receive competitive rent while benefiting from the stability of government-backed payment for a portion of the rent. Payment standards vary by market and are updated periodically by local PHAs. Advantage 5. Expanded tenant pool. Accepting Section 8 expands your pool of potential tenants to include voucher holders who might otherwise be excluded. In competitive rental markets, this can provide access to additional qualified applicants. Advantage 6. Stable demand. Section 8 demand is typically stable, even during economic downturns, because the program serves low-income populations whose need for assistance doesn't fluctuate as much with economic cycles. These advantages should be weighed against the challenges and additional requirements of participating in the Section 8 program. Now let's talk about the challenges and considerations of Section 8. Challenge 1. Property inspection requirements. To accept Section 8, your property must pass a housing quality standards inspection conducted by the PHA. This inspection ensures the property meets federal safety and habitability standards. Inspections cover structural soundness, electrical, plumbing, and heating systems, smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, lead-based paint requirements, and general safety and sanitation. Properties must pass inspection before a Section 8 tenant can move in. Inspections are required at intervals established under current HUD and local PHA requirements, which may vary. Failed inspections must be corrected within specified timeframes, and rent payments may be withheld until issues are resolved. Inspection standards are generally reasonable, but require properties to be well maintained. Challenge 2. Rent determination and limitations. Section 8 rent is subject to payment standards set by the local PHA. The PHA establishes maximum rent amounts based on bedroom count and local market conditions. If your desired rent exceeds the payment standard, you may need to negotiate or accept a lower rent to participate in the program. In some markets, payment standards are below market rents, which can limit the attractiveness of Section 8. In other markets, payment standards are at or above typical market rents. Payment standards vary by location and are updated periodically. Challenge 3. Administrative requirements and paperwork. Participating in Section 8 involves additional administrative work. Completing the request for tenancy approval form, coordinating with the PHA for inspections, providing documentation about the property and lease terms, communicating with both the tenant and the PHA, and completing annual recertification paperwork. The process can be time-consuming, particularly for landlords new to the program. Challenge 4. Longer approval and move-in process. The Section 8 approval process takes longer than traditional rentals. After a tenant applies, you must submit paperwork to the PHA, schedule and pass the HQS inspection, wait for PHA approval of the tenancy, and complete the lease and housing assistance payment contract. Approval timelines vary significantly depending on the local public housing authority, inspection scheduling, and administrative workload. Challenge 5. Tenant income and employment considerations. Section 8 tenants are, by definition, low-income individuals and families. Many may have limited employment history, lower credit scores, or other financial challenges. While the voucher provides payment stability for a portion of the rent, tenants must still pay their portion, and collection issues can occur. Thorough tenant screening remains important, even with Section 8 applicants. Challenge 6. Property condition expectations. Property condition outcomes vary widely and are influenced primarily by tenant screening, property management, maintenance practices, and lease enforcement, rather than voucher participation alone. Experiences vary widely, and many investors report positive experiences with Section 8 tenants who maintain properties well. Challenge 7. Potential stigma and perception. Some investors avoid Section 8 due to negative perceptions or past experiences. However, many successful investors participate in Section 8 and report positive outcomes with proper screening and management. Challenge 8. Lease and eviction considerations. Section 8 leases must comply with HUD requirements in addition to state and local landlord-tenant laws. Evicting a Section 8 tenant requires following both standard eviction procedures and notifying the PHA. The PHA may terminate the tenant's voucher if they violate lease terms, but the landlord must still follow legal eviction procedures. Now let's talk about how Section 8 rent determination works. The PHA establishes payment standards for each bedroom size in their jurisdiction. Payment standards are generally based on HUD guidance and local PHA policies and may change over time. Fair market rents are calculated based on local rental market data and are updated annually by HUD. When a Section 8 tenant wants to rent your property, the PHA determines whether your requested rent is reasonable compared to similar unassisted units in the area, and whether your rent falls within the payment standard for the bedroom size. If your rent is deemed reasonable and within the payment standard, the PHA approves the rent amount. The tenant's portion is calculated based on their adjusted gross income according to HUD guidelines. The voucher covers the difference between the tenant's portion and the approved rent, up to the payment standard. For example, your rent is $1,200, payment standard for a three-bedroom is $1,300. Tenant's adjusted gross income is $1,200 per month. Tenant's portion based on income calculation is $360, and voucher payment is $840. The PHA pays you $840 per month, and the tenant pays you $360 per month. If the tenant's income changes, their portion may be recalculated during annual recertification. Rent increases are subject to PHA approval and must be justified based on market conditions. Now let's talk about property requirements and inspection standards. To participate in Section 8, your property must meet Housing Quality Standards, or HQS. HQS requirements include sanitary facilities with working toilet, sink, and bathtub or shower in proper condition, food preparation and refuse disposal with kitchen equipment in working condition, space and security with adequate space for the family size and working locks, thermal environment with adequate heating system that works safely, illumination and electricity with adequate lighting and electrical outlets, structure and materials that are sound with no holes in walls or floors, interior air quality with proper ventilation and no evidence of mold, water supply with hot and cold running water, lead-based paint compliance for properties built before 1978, access with safe access to the unit and proper stairs and railings, site and neighborhood where the property must meet applicable HUD housing quality standards and local inspection requirements, sanitary condition that is clean with no evidence of rodents or insects, and smoke detectors that are working on each level and in sleeping areas. These standards are generally consistent with maintaining a safe, habitable rental property. Most well-maintained rental properties can pass HQS inspection with minimal or no modifications. Properties with deferred maintenance or safety issues may require repairs before passing inspection. Inspections ensure ongoing compliance with HQS standards according to HUD and local PHA requirements. Now let's talk about the application and approval process. Step 1. Tenant applies to rent your property. A Section 8 voucher holder expresses interest in renting your property. Step 2. Verify the tenant has a valid voucher. Confirm the tenant has an active voucher from the local PHA and that it hasn't expired. Vouchers typically have time limits for finding housing, often 60 to 120 days. Step 3. Screen the tenant. You can and should screen Section 8 applicants using the same criteria you use for all tenants: credit history, rental history, criminal background, income verification including voucher amount and tenant portion, and references. You must apply screening criteria consistently to all applicants, regardless of voucher status. You can reject Section 8 applicants who don't meet your legitimate screening criteria. Step 4. Submit request for tenancy approval. If you approve the tenant, complete the request for tenancy approval form provided by the PHA. This form includes information about the property, rent amount, utilities, and lease terms. Step 5. PHA reviews rent reasonableness. the PHA determines whether your requested rent is reasonable and within the payment standard. Step 6. Schedule HQS inspection. The PHA schedules an inspection of the property to ensure it meets housing quality standards. Step 7. Address any inspection issues. If the property fails inspection, you must correct the identified issues and schedule a re-inspection. Step 8. PHA approves tenancy. Once the property passes inspection and all requirements are met, the PHA approves the tenancy. Step 9. Sign lease and housing assistance payment contract. You sign a lease with the tenant and a housing assistance payment contract with the PHA. The HAP contract specifies the rent amount, voucher payment, and terms of the PHA's payment to you. Step 10. Tenant moves in. The tenant can move in once all paperwork is completed. Approval timelines vary significantly depending on the local public housing authority, inspection scheduling, and administrative workload. Now let's talk about tenant screening and management. Tenant screening for Section 8. You have the right to screen Section 8 applicants using the same criteria you use for all tenants. Important screening considerations include verifying the tenant's portion of rent is affordable based on their income, checking rental history with previous landlords, reviewing credit history and payment patterns, conducting criminal background checks consistent with fair housing laws, verifying employment or income sources, and checking references. The fact that a tenant has a voucher doesn't mean you must accept them. They must still meet your screening criteria. Apply screening criteria consistently to avoid fair housing violations. Tenant management with Section 8. Managing Section 8 tenants is similar to managing any tenant, with a few additional considerations. Rent collection. Collect the tenant's portion of rent according to your lease terms. The PHA portion is paid directly to you. Lease enforcement. Enforce lease terms consistently. Notify the PHA of lease violations as required. Maintenance requests. Handle maintenance requests as you would for any tenant. Keep the property in compliance with HQS standards. Annual recertification. Cooperate with the PHA's annual recertification process, which may involve providing updated lease information. Inspections. Ensure the property passes inspections according to HUD and local PHA requirements. Rent increases. Request rent increases through the PHA with appropriate notice and justification. Communication. Maintain communication with both the tenant and the PHA as needed. Many investors report that Section 8 tenants are no more difficult to manage than market rate tenants when proper screening and management practices are followed. Now let's talk about state and local variations. Section 8 is a federal program, but it's administered by local public housing authorities, which means procedures and standards can vary by location. Variation 1. Payment standards. Payment standards vary significantly by market based on local rental costs. Some markets have payment standards that are competitive with market rents, while others are below market rates. Variation 2. Inspection procedures. While HQS standards are federal, inspection procedures and scheduling vary by PHA. Some PHAs have streamlined processes, while others have longer wait times. Variation 3. Administrative efficiency. Some PHAs are well-organized and responsive, while others have slower processes and communication challenges. Variation 4. Source of income protection laws. Many states and local jurisdictions have source of income protections that may apply to housing choice voucher holders. Requirements vary and change over time, so landlords should verify current laws in their jurisdiction. Variation 5. Voucher availability and demand. The number of vouchers available and the demand from voucher holders varies significantly by market. Some markets have long waiting lists for vouchers, while others have vouchers available more readily. Research your local PHA and market conditions before deciding to participate in Section 8. Now let's talk about other affordable housing programs. While Section 8 is the most common program individual investors encounter, other affordable housing programs exist. Low-Income Housing Tax Credit, or LIHTC. LIHTC is a federal tax credit program that incentivizes development of affordable housing. LIHTC properties must maintain affordability for a specified period and meet income restrictions for tenants. This program is typically used for larger multifamily developments rather than individual investor properties. Project-based Section 8. Unlike housing choice vouchers, which are tenant-based, Project-based Section 8 attaches the subsidy to specific units in a property. Property owners contract with HUD to provide affordable housing in designated units. This program is more common in larger multifamily properties. Local housing assistance programs. Many cities and counties have local rental assistance programs that work similarly to Section 8. These programs may have different requirements and payment structures. Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing, or VASH. VASH combines housing choice vouchers with case management for homeless veterans. VASH vouchers work similarly to regular Section 8 vouchers, but serve a specific population. Individual investors most commonly encounter housing choice vouchers, Section 8, rather than these other programs. Now let's talk about how to decide if Section 8 is right for you. Decision Factor 1, your market conditions. Research Section 8 payment standards in your market and compare them to market rents. If payment standards are competitive with market rents, Section 8 may be attractive. If payment standards are significantly below market rents, Section 8 may not be financially viable. Decision Factor 2, your property condition. Evaluate whether your property can pass HQS inspection without significant investment. Well-maintained properties typically pass with minimal issues. Properties with deferred maintenance may require repairs before qualifying. Decision Factor 3, your vacancy situation. If you're experiencing extended vacancies and Section 8 demand is strong in your market, accepting Section 8 may help reduce vacancy. If you have strong demand from market rate tenants, Section 8 may not provide additional benefit. Decision Factor 4, your risk tolerance. The housing assistance payment is generally considered a reliable source of rental income when the HAP contract remains in effect and program requirements are met, which may reduce income risk. However, administrative requirements and inspection standards add complexity. Decision Factor 5, your administrative capacity. Are you willing to handle the additional paperwork and coordination with the PHA? If you use property management, does your property manager have experience with Section 8? Decision Factor 6, your investment strategy. Does Section 8 align with your overall investment strategy and property positioning? Some investors build entire portfolios focused on affordable housing and Section 8. Others prefer to focus on market rate tenants. Decision Factor 7, legal requirements in your area. Many states and local jurisdictions have source of income protections that may apply to housing choice voucher holders. Verify legal requirements in your jurisdiction. Investment decisions should be based on individual circumstances, market conditions, and thorough analysis. Now let's talk about best practices for Section 8 investing. Best practice 1, research your local PHA. Contact your local PHA before deciding to participate. Ask about payment standards, inspection procedures, typical timelines, and administrative processes. Some PHAs are more efficient and landlord-friendly than others. Best practice 2, understand payment standards. Verify that payment standards in your market support your required rent levels. Best practice 3, maintain properties to HQS standards. Keep properties well-maintained to pass inspections without issues. Address maintenance proactively rather than waiting for inspection failures. Best practice 4, screen tenants thoroughly. Don't lower your screening standards for Section 8 applicants. Verify that tenants can afford their portion of the rent and have positive rental history. Best practice 5, build relationships with the PHA. Develop positive working relationships with PHA staff. Responsive, professional communication can smooth the administrative process. Best practice 6, document everything. Maintain thorough documentation of all communications, inspections, and issues. Best practice 7, start with one property. If you're new to Section 8, start with one property to learn the process before expanding. Best practice 8, consider property management. If you're not experienced with Section 8, consider using a property manager who has Section 8 experience. Best practice 9, stay informed about regulations. Section 8 regulations and local policies can change, so stay informed about updates. Best practice 10, treat Section 8 tenants professionally. Provide the same quality service and property management to Section 8 tenants as you would to any tenant. Best practice 11, work with professionals. Work closely with an attorney or property manager familiar with local landlord-tenant laws and housing choice voucher requirements when entering the program. Now let's talk about common misconceptions about Section 8. Misconception 1, Section 8 tenants are all problem tenants. reality. Section 8 tenants are a diverse group of individuals and families who need rental assistance. Many are employed, elderly, or disabled. Tenant quality depends on screening, not voucher status. Misconception 2. You can't evict Section 8 tenants. Reality. You can evict Section 8 tenants for lease violations or non-payment using standard legal eviction procedures. You must notify the PHA, but eviction is possible. Misconception 3. Section 8 pays below market rents. Reality. Payment standards vary by market. In many markets, Section 8 payment standards are at or near market rent levels. Misconception 4. Section 8 properties must be low quality. Reality. Properties must meet HQS standards, which are reasonable safety and habitability standards. Many quality properties participate in Section 8. Misconception 5. The paperwork is overwhelming. Reality. While there is additional paperwork, many landlords find the process manageable, especially after the first time. Property managers experienced with Section 8 can handle the administrative requirements. Misconception 6. You must accept all Section 8 applicants. Reality. Source of income laws vary by jurisdiction. Even where voucher holders are protected, landlords may generally continue applying consistent, lawful screening standards to all applicants. Let me close with this. Section 8 and affordable housing programs can provide government-backed payment for the voucher-funded portion of rent, with some unique advantages for real estate investors. The primary benefits include reliable payment for a portion of the rent when program requirements are met, reduced vacancy in some markets, potentially longer tenant retention, and stable demand even during economic downturns. However, Section 8 also involves additional considerations, including property inspection requirements, rent limitations based on payment standards, administrative paperwork, longer approval processes, and the need for thorough tenant screening. Whether Section 8 is right for your investment strategy depends on your market conditions, property condition, vacancy situation, risk tolerance, administrative capacity, and overall investment goals. Research your local PHA and payment standards. Understand HQS inspection requirements. Evaluate whether Section 8 rents are competitive in your market. Consider starting with one property to learn the process, and maintain the same screening and management standards you use for all tenants. Many successful investors participate in Section 8 and report positive experiences when proper screening and management practices are followed. Others prefer to focus exclusively on market rate tenants based on their strategy and market conditions. The key is making informed decisions based on your specific situation and market, rather than assumptions or misconceptions about the program. Tomorrow, we're wrapping up the week with value-add strategies to boost cash flow in properties you already own, how to increase income and reduce expenses to improve your investment performance. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.